way back.
That's good. And what did you regularly say to grown-ups when you were a boy? Yes, sir? Yes, ma'am?
What was the question again?
Did you regularly say yes, sir, to grown-ups?
Indeed, I did. Yes. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Betsy. That's right. You know, they've gotten away from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You hear youngsters talking to people that's much, much older than they are, and it's just yes and it's no, and maybe they'll address them by their first name. Oh, mercy.
That seems strange to me.
That's right. Oh, goodness, we're alive. Yeah, I'd say so.
What greeting do you usually use when you meet a person? Well, let's say it's just an informal greeting. They pass him on the street or something.
Hi. Yeah, an awful lot of people. We use that an awful lot. Yeah.
And if you're introduced to someone?
Yes, I'm happy to have met you or very glad to know you. Something like that.
And if someone has been calling on you and you wish him to return?
Well, I've enjoyed you being here, and I'd ask him to come back if the opportunity presents itself. They'd like to call back again. We'd be happy to have something like that. Would that be appropriate or not?
Mm-hmm. What did you say on Christmas morning when you got up?
Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus has been here.
They didn't have no trouble getting us up on Christmas morning, that's right. Merry Christmas.
Was the term Christmas gift ever used?
You mean to greet someone?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift?
New Year's Day, what did you say then?
Well, Happy New Year. And then on April Fool, we try to fool somebody and then holler April Fool.
Won't be long either, will it?
That's right. And it'll be long.
Let's see, on the first of the month, you'll say the bills are...
The bills are due. Some of them gets here before the first, so they remind you of plenty of time to be thinking about them.
And if you belong to some organization, once a year you have to pay your annual
dues. That's right.
And if you don't have the money, why, you should go out and maybe... Well, let's say if you don't have the money, you might feel that you'd like to go to the bank.
Borrowed? Get a loan, or whatever you want to call it.
And if no one has much money, you say money is...
scarce. I've heard the expression, scarce as hen's teeth. Then, you know, that'd be pretty scarce, because a hen don't have any teeth. Yep, scarce as hen's teeth.
Oh, I don't know if I asked you about diving or not, but... When you were swimming as a boy, did you have any special term for diving in the water and hitting it flat so the water would just splash up high and go all over?
Yeah, most of the time that's the way I hit it, a belly buster.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. Oh, mercy.